Ministries uncover a surprising twist in Pakistan. There's something you're not hearing about Syrian refugees. And kids are giving up their birthdays to help others. Details coming up on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The truth is surfacing in Pakistan. Forgotten Missionaries International Contacts sent Executive Director Bruce Allen an update concerning the deadly riots in Johannesburg.
It wasn't the Christians who started these riots. It was, in fact, the Muslims.
Police have apprehended the mastermind behind March's twin church bombings, Ghulam Hussein. He's reportedly admitting that the riots and burning of two Muslims were pre-planned.
He wanted to initiate clashes and riots between Christians and Muslims just in order to create upheaval in society. They were actually able to trace more than 200 phone calls he made that day to Afghanistan.
An upcoming FMI conference will teach the best ways to share Christ amid persecution. Visit us online to help make it happen.
We're looking to raise scholarships for the families to attend the conference. The scholarships are $100 apiece.
Next, Christians are leaving Malaysia. That's the word from a friend of Mission Network News who lives there. Creeping Islamization is the culprit. Some states have tried passing unconstitutional Islamic law. He says Malaysia is officially an Islamic state, but the Constitution guarantees religious freedom to non-Muslims. He says Christians are feeling pressure by little mullah Napoleons.
Civil servants who are Muslims in positions of certain authority arbitrarily making rules that restrict the freedom of non-Muslims.
Christians are concerned. It's creating what he calls a spirit drain.
A lot of Christians in Malaysia have left the country, moved to so-called greener pastures like in Australia, United States. We've had Christian leaders who have written and spoken out about this issue, saying, look, are you serving Christ or are you serving mammon?
Open Doors USA is asking you to pray for Malaysia's Muslim background believers who are underground. They face incredible oppression. This is Mission Network News. It isn't hard to believe in dire situations like the Syrian refugee crisis, people get overlooked. Christian Aid Mission reports refugees with disabilities have an especially hard time getting help.
These people really have no place to go. They really don't have any options, so it very much reaches their hearts when they see that there's people reaching out and helping them. That draws them in to a heart-to-heart relationship with Christians who then share the gospel with them.
That's Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission. By meeting needs of refugees in Greece, for instance, their partners are able to tell them about Jesus. Christian Aid Mission helps make it possible.
Christian Aid is regularly sending funds to indigenous mission boards there in those countries, enabling them to reach out in the name of Christ in terms of giving food and also providing medication.
To learn where you fit in, visit us at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, ministering to people around the world is becoming easy through the use of technology. The Jesus Film Project has an app with more than 75,000 videos in over 1,200 languages that's sharing the truth of the resurrection. It's capturing the attention of many in Iran. People who have never heard the gospel before are now giving their lives to Christ. Pray for these new believers, and if you'd like to sponsor the program, find links at our website. And put your party hat on and bring out the balloons. This year, Partners Relief and Development is turning 20, and they want you to help them celebrate. How? They're inviting you to use your birthday to raise funds to help oppressed kids become safe, healthy, and educated while also learning about the gospel. With your help, partners can rescue thousands of kids from a life of poverty and introduce families to the love of Christ. Find details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage you in your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.